This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Clemons, C-L-E-M-M-O-N-S, first name Mary, M-A-R-Y, middle initial K, date of birth, February 8, 1952, date of evaluation, March 28, 2023, referring physician is Dr. Sharon Jones. The chief complaint, patient is seen as she is scheduled for left eye surgery. The HBI, the patient is a 71-year-old African-American female with history of bilateral cataracts of greater than 3 years duration, period. She reports increasing difficulty with vision and notes especially difficult nighttime vision as it has a glare, period. Patient was felt to have cataracts, period. She was anticipated to have surgery, but was noted to have flipped T-waves in lead C, period. Patient was subsequently referred for evaluation, period. She has had no chest pain or apnea or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. The past medical history, one glaucoma, next number of cataracts, next number arthritis, next number right meniscal tear. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, Timolol 3 drops daily, latanoprost, TID daily, brimonidine, TID daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had multiple myeloma, a sister had sickle cell anemia and leukemia. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or drug use, period. She notes rare alcohol use. Review of systems, eyes, as noted, she wears glasses and has decreased visual acuity. The remainder of the review of systems is essentially unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure 128/58, pulse 64, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 165.2 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The examination otherwise is unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 48 beats per minute. Normal T-waves are noted, period. Lead 3 demonstrates upright T-wave, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression. This is a 71-year-old female with history of bilateral cataract and glaucoma who had developed worsening vision, period. She was anticipated to have surgery, but was found to have abnormal EKG with a T-wave inversion in the 3, period. The patient's current ECG appears normal, period. He is, however, noted to be bradycardic, period. The T-wave inversion noted on prior EKG is most likely a normal variant, period. Patient is totally asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. ECG reveals no signs of ischemia, period. She does have bradycardia, period, but she has asymptomatic bradycardia, period. Bradycardia most likely is secondary to timolol, and consideration should be made for a different anti-glaucoma medication, period. Patient otherwise is noted to be stable and is felt to be clinically cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.